Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 8th, 1811, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported on a meeting of the House of Assembly at which the Bridgetown Cage was discussed. Established on Upper Broad Street in the 1640s, the Bridgetown Cage had been built for the temporary detention of runaway slaves while they were waiting to be reclaimed by their owners. During the meeting of the Assembly, the Speaker of the House, Sir John Beckles, described the cage as a great public grievance and a disgrace to the country. One of the abuses was that owners routinely sent their own slaves there for confinement, contrary to the law. Another was that some slaves were held in the cage indefinitely. The governor had tried to prevent this by having the names of the slaves confined there and their owners published on a weekly basis. Against this background, the Assembly heard that the governor had commissioned a report by Drs. Philip Cadell and William Husbands to investigate conditions in the cage. In their report on the cage, the two doctors stated, "We are of opinion that from its situation and construction, it cannot possibly have the degree of ventilation which is essential to health. Besides want of ventilation, there are various other sources of mischief to the human condition that must unavoidably arise. And we are of opinion that it should not be used at all as a place of permanent confinement." They also indicated that the cage should never hold more than 12 persons at a time. Commenting on the report, Sir John Beckles suggested that the existing cage was unfit for the permanent confinement of one single human creature. However, he noted, "In this wretched and miserable hole, shocking to relate, 85 persons have been confined at one time. If they lay down at all, they must have lain tier upon tier, at least 4 deep." Beckles added that an inquest into the recent death of a slave in the cage had found that he had died for want of the basic necessities to preserve life. He declared, "This house is bound to lose no time in taking measures for the removal of such an evil. The voice of humanity calls upon you. The voice of upwards of 60,000 of our enslaved fellow creatures. For there is not one of our own slaves that is not liable to perish in this horrid and infernal dungeon. Call for your immediate interference." Accordingly, the Speaker called for a committee to be established to identify a fit place for the erecting of a wholesome house of confinement under proper regulations. However, in reply, Representative John Mayers complained that the discussion on the cage was delaying the adjournment of the House. He insisted that the blame for any abuses lay with the Provost Marshal and not with the Assembly. He added, "I have no objection to you appointing a committee for making a choice of a situation to build a more roomy house of confinement for slaves. But I cannot approve of our permitting the subject to interfere with the discussion of measures which, in my opinion, are of much greater importance." Having thus washed its hands of the matter, the Assembly adjourned.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.